So many of these stories were about grandparents and family members.
Right.
And what was a perfect day for you as a child? What would that have been? 8, 9, 10 years old?
Oh, probably a little earlier than that. I lived out in the country, so I would go walk in the country. My dad was off to war, and mother doing what she did, but someone taught me how to fish. There's a nice running stream, which is not there today, but used to be. And as long as I had a hook and a little sinker and a cork and my knife, I could take one of these limbs and I'd go sit down at the creek and just throw my line out there, and mostly got catfish, you know, some perch would bring it in and take it back up to the house. They would clean it and cook it. You know, but that was kind of what I did. I lived out in the woods. Friends of mine later years said, "Won't you go camping?" I said, "I did all the camping I wanted to do when I was a kid." But I pretty much lived out there. Just love being in the woods. But see, the other story, too, there are many, many stories. But I was telling my grandmother one day, I saw a wolf down at the creek, and she reprimanded me real bad. Speaking another language, said, "You don't call it a wolf." "Okay. Call it Puzasako," which means great-grandpa. Well, in our way of believing, we all belong to a clan. I'm of the Sweet Potato Clan. My great-grandfather was of the Wolf Clan, so we interact with nature as one, and I still do. So whenever I saw a wolf, I was to refer to it as Puzasako, my great-grandpa. And you could talk to it, and he used to tell me, he said, "You get lost in the woods, find him, and he'll lead you out of the woods." So I was always looking for that whenever I travel in the woods. I was always looking. In case I got lost, I was going to look for my grandpa, take me out. The other day, there was a hawk that landed back here. Beautiful. My daughter, who was here, said, "Grandpa's here." You know, because
so you pass the stories on.
We
right?
pass it on. I mean, it's
right.
a way of believing, and it connects us with all of creation today.
Yeah.
That's what's different about our Indianness. We've studied philosophy, theology, so we understand those things, but also we have a way of believing about spirituality in our own way. Daughter, she texted me and said, "Dad, I saw 7 hawks today." She knows it's her grandpa. Well, then she was going to the lake a few days later and said, "I saw those 7 hawks again today." So, I don't know. I'm thinking about that. I'm trying to figure out if there's something behind that. Because to me, it would be. But it goes further than that. See, it goes among Native people who are taught that. The extended family, I was in Mesa One, and I think it was Arizona, at the Hopi Reservation. They lived where they did 500 years ago on this ledge. They were having a dance. There's several old men sitting up there. So I sat down with them, and I don't smoke generally. I used to. I saw one, and I said, "Can I have a cigarette?" Because that connects me with them. Then I asked him, I said, "What clan are you?" He said, "I'm Parrot." I said, "Oh, you're my father." Another one, he said, "Oh, it's Coyote." "Well, you're my grandpa." And so forth. So within 15 minutes, I was sitting in a group of people that I was related to. Never seen in my life. They understood, I understood how that relation worked. It's too bad that we're losing much of that way of life, but, you know, just the way life evolves.
Explain this clan. How did that develop, and why are you of one clan and you're not of another?
You know, I don't know the origin. Now, it probably goes back hundreds of years, so that whenever you're a member of a clan, you follow your mother's side. My mother is Sweet Potato. She's also a Beaver, so it's kind of a mixed clan. I can be one or the other. My father, because his mother was Bird Clan, he's Bird Clan, you see, and that's how it works.
So does the clan go beyond Native American boundaries?
I think it goes beyond, and that may be one of the things that connects some of the tribe. Not all the tribes believe this, because there are over 500 different tribes with different orientations and understanding of life and understanding of the Creator and spiritualism, all this. They all look at it differently. The only thing that I have found that kind of pulls us together is a concept of the circle. All things are in the circle. One of the important things for me and the beauty of the circle is all people are on the circle, which means that all people are of equal value. No one is better than the other or anybody less. You're all of equal value. It's also broken into 4 pieces, but the 4 seasons. It talks about the birth through life. And the cycle continues to go, even at death, the cycle then goes to new births and so forth. That circle seems to be one of the concepts that most spiritualist Native people gravitate toward. Whenever we were doing the flag plast at the state capitol in the back, I wrote the legislation for that and got the funding, and we built that. And the day that we were there, I think Fred Keating at the time was governor, we were out there having ceremony. And as we were concluding, somebody said, "Look, look straight up over this plaza." I guess it had to be a hawk. It looked like an eagle, but it just circling straight across, just circling. And went into the clouds and didn't see it again. My only response, it was just a natural response, is, "Oh, that's my daddy." I didn't think about it. Now, other people probably didn't know what I was talking about, but I guarantee you, most of the native people who were sitting there understood what it meant.
Your daddy's clan was a bird.
A bird clan.
But you said when you were in Arizona, the Hopis, that clan concept was there with
it was
the Hopis.
There, right.
So you were able to connect with
right,
them.
Right.